What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? My name is Josh Shell, and I am one third of the hosts of Reddit on Wiki. With me, as always, is the man who makes the best faces for thumbnails. It's John Consignato. What's up, John?
I do look like a thumb as well.
Joe Rogan vibes, baby. No.
You've got hair. You've got hair. You're good.
Roid it up, but... Oh, no, not roided up and no money. Say,
oh, shit. John just...
Jim Bro, I'm an asshole.
That's it for this ep.
And backed by popular demand is the man who thinks everyone is an asshole. Please welcome back Mr. Sean Salvino. What is up, Sean?
Hi, I'm glad to be back, be a part of one, finally. You know, I like to wait to make sure things are good before I join on. And you know, much like our bonus episodes on Patreon, I didn't come on until like the second or third one.
That's true.
And really my episodes didn't start getting good until the second or third one. So I like just keep the tradition going.
That's fair. What do you think of the Am I the Asshole so far as someone who's listened to?
Oh, they've been funny. Yeah. Only one has been out at the time of recording, but yeah, Alex did a great job. It was nice to get a woman's perspective on things.
That's
glad
for sure.
To know that for the most part, y'all aligned with her. And I'm excited to hear the Dustin one. We talked about it briefly on another episode and that was a crazy story. So I can't wait to hop in and hear more asshole stories.
Dustin was a change from both you and Alex. Both you and Alex are very outspoken about your opinions and it is great. Dustin was a lot more calm and cool and
even keel, you know,
very even keel. I was gonna say it was the type of content that I was like, you know, the whole disappointed daddy thing. I don't want to disappoint him because I don't want to get that lecture from Dustin.
Exactly. So in this episode, we have a wife and her husband's unhealthy eating and a D&D group splits up.
Well, not the splitting up, but D&D, baby.
I am excited about the unhealthy eating. I feel like that a little close to home for me. And Sean got D&D. We're just a bunch of goddamn nerds in this show.
We got everything we could ever want. On top of that, I am diversifying these episodes a little bit to some other subreddits.
Ooh.
So after the break with this episode, we are heading over to r/niceguys to learn about Richard's flirting tactics.
Gross.
Ooh, what a dick.
Yeah.
God damn it.
And we explore the mind of one man who believes all women have conspired against him.
Mm. No. I'm so upset that there is a nice guy subreddit.
Well, just there's a lot of content. We'll never go out of business.
Yeah, true. But the connotation that needs to exist makes me so sad.
Question. Yeah. Is that subreddit like sarcasm?
Yes. Like it's it's like guys who claim to be nice guys. And they're... Well, no, sorry, it's not them. It's people who have to deal with them, usually through dating apps or real life. And they tell stories about it or provide screenshots of people being quote unquote nice guys.
Ew.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with being an actual nice guy, by the way. That's
sure,
fine.
Yes.
Nothing.
Yes. But the guys on that subreddit are definitely the fake nice guys.
Yeah, they're the opposite of a nice guy. But before we get into all of that, if you are new to the show, please consider subscribing and giving us a rating on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, Spotify, or tell a friend about us. If you really love the show and want some bonus content and episodes a week early and ad-free, consider becoming a Patreon by going to patreon.com. I said it wrong again, didn't I?
Yeah.
Go to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork or use the link in the show notes. Every little bit helps keep this show and many of the other shows on our network running. And finally, if you have an Am I the Asshole story you want us to read, please send it to us at redditonwikipodcast@gmail.com or DM us on Twitter or Instagram at redditonwiki. All of the links I just talked about are, of course, in the show notes, as always.
Ooh.
With all of that out of the way, it is time to dive into the first story of the day. Do-do-do. Keeping the rhyming going.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Yeah, we'll see how long it lasts. It's ending very quickly. There's only so many things you can rhyme to introduce this. But starting off, am I the asshole for confronting my husband about his unhealthy choices? I, a 28-year-old female, and my husband, a 30-year-old male, we'll call him K, have been married for 2 years and together for 5. It was made very clear at the beginning of our relationship that I care a lot about physical fitness. K and I have always been very fit people who regularly attend the gym and eat well, so this has never been a problem. 5 months ago, my husband decided to go off his anxiety meds. I know people typically gain weight while on certain medications, but he thankfully never had that problem. Which already, you know, she says he thankfully never had that problem, but if he did,
it would be a problem.
Know, it sounds like it would be a problem.
Yeah. Again, already, from the second sentence in, I was like, I don't know about this one.
The asshole is getting a little bigger for
it's
me.
It's just, it's on the edge. It's on the edge of being an asshole.
It's prairie dogging right now at this point.
Exactly. She continues on. However, since going off his meds, I've noticed that he's been going to the gym less and has been eating some junk food. Because of this, he has gained a significant amount of weight. I've tried to urge him to go to the gym more and cut out junk food, but he didn't take it well and would just kind of go silent and nod when I suggested it. Recently, one of my brother-in-laws, a 33-year-old male, we'll call him D, came over. He noticed my husband had gained a lot of weight since his last visit, a few months ago. A couple nights ago after dinner, K was getting an unhealthy snack after dinner. D noticed K eating a lot of snacks and told K that he needed to chill and cut down on the carbs.
Oh. I wish someone told me that, to be honest. Goddamn.
Sometimes I feel it, yeah. My husband got offended and said that it was none of his brother's business what he ate and that gaining 10 to 15 pounds isn't a big deal. I tried to stay out of it, but then Kay asked why I wasn't defending him. I finally broke and gently said that honestly, I agreed with D and that my husband's weight gain was a problem. Gaining 10 pounds in 5 months was pretty extreme. And if I had known this would happen, I would have never encouraged Kay to go off his meds. Kay got really upset and went off to our room and ended up staying there for the rest of the night, which I felt was kind of dramatic, but anyway. Later when I went to bed, Kay asked why I said all those rude things. I didn't think I was rude, so I got kind of offended that he was suddenly accusing me. I ended up losing my cool and saying that I couldn't believe he didn't see the problem. His weight gain was causing me stress and making me not attracted to him anymore.
Oh no.
He used to look amazing, but now I can barely even see his abs, which I know isn't a big deal to some people, but to me it is. Kay started crying and told me to get out, and I ended up sleeping in the guest room. He still won't talk to me. Am I the asshole for finally telling my husband the truth about his health?
Okay, so I will say this. You should never stop trying to look attractive for your spouse. I will say that.
Sure.
Things happen. Life comes at you quick. But, you know, just because you're married doesn't mean you should stop trying. That being said, there's obviously something tied to his weight gain. And instead of gaslighting him and being like, out of nowhere, like, you fat fuck. Maybe just be like, hey, like, we've noticed since you got off your meds, you know, you don't like doing this or that. It is affecting me because I do want you to still, I still want to feel like you're trying your best to.
Sure.
I would never. I mean, I guess that's just because it's not previously established like it was for them. Like, oh my God, like, you need to go to the gym. You need to stop eating snacks or blah, blah, blah. Like, that is appalling to me to even think to say that to my partner. So
yeah,
I do think kind of an asshole, but also I sympathize because I feel like, you know, yeah, it's not good to get lazy, but also, you know, I do think you are the asshole though. Obviously yeah. You could tell your husband was defensive. You got to side with your husband, but then later on, maybe just have a one-on-one and be like, if you did really get that defensive, why did you get so defensive about it? Maybe we can look deeper into what the actual problem is and then solve that. But definitely siding with your brother-in-law and ganging up on your husband in his own house. I mean, it's y'all's house, but also in his safe space. Not a good look. Definitely asshole vibe. Final verdict for me, asshole.
I'm going to jump in because I think the end part Sean talked about is a great point. There is a point to bring it up to your husband to say, hey, I'm concerned. I know you became off your anxiety medications. Maybe that's triggering some other things. Do you want to get more help? Do you want to go back on the meds? Trying to work through it with him instead of just holding it in for 5 months and then waiting until his brother is ganging up on him to then side with his brother to gang up on him. It seems like an unprompted intervention that was probably not needed before there was any other conversation about it. You know what I mean? So definitely the asshole for that part. You sound like a very shallow human being for looking at skin deep and not even considering his mental health, since he very clearly is dealing with something.
Yeah.
And I think you're absolutely the asshole. And I feel bad for your husband. Not saying you can't mend this, but yeah, you're in the wrong here for sure.
Yeah. I was going to say initially, intentions, not so much of an asshole. Like, it sounded like at first she was very concerned about his well-being, his health, and how possibly like the weight gain can affect him physically and, you know, like health wise. And then she kind of pivoted to be like, I ain't attracted to you no more, homeboy, because I can't see your six pack anymore. You're looking like you got a keg now. You know what I'm saying? Like, when she said that, I was like, you kind of an asshole.
Like, what do you think when he hits 40, he's still going to have a six pack?
Exactly. I mean, you could. And I think the approach was even more of an asshole move, because like what you two said, it was, he was ganged up. Yeah. Like, he was pretty much left there to dry. Homeboy Special K here, like, he had no choice but to fucking retreat. You know what I'm saying? But I think if she had approached it to be like, hey, I made you some snacks that are a little healthier, I'm eating it, you want to eat with me too? Like, you kind of encourage that collaborative thing, because going to the gym, sometimes you need that spotter person to like kind of hype you up. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe she's like, hey, maybe we can go out for a workout. Maybe we can go out for a run type of situation. Make it a bonding situation instead of just saying like, you ugly boy, because you fat now, like type of shit. And I'm going to go 3 for 3 with y'all. She's definitely the asshole.
Am I giving too much sympathy for her?
Yeah, I think you did, honestly, but it's whatever.
It's just, you know, I do see where she's coming from. It is an asshole thing for sure to be like, I'm not attracted. Like, obviously the issue is the anxiety meds and, you know, find the root cause, talk like a fucking, all of these am I the assholes is just talk like a fucking normal person, be regular. Yes. But she's worried for her husband's health and she wants him to look and try like he did before.
Which is fair.
Which is fair. That's fair. But also, again, definitely the asshole. Ganged up on her husband in his safe space. Didn't talk prior to, you know, kind of like ease him in there. And I don't know. It's just communication is key.
Yeah. So we'll end it on this. I believe if she had the right intentions, I wouldn't call her an asshole. But it doesn't seem like she's as concerned about his mental health as she is about his physical health.
Yep.
And for that, I believe she's an asshole. She's concerned more about the physical attractiveness of her husband rather than his mental well-being. And that's where I find her to be the asshole. So
facts.
Yes, sir. And just to close it out, homegirl, you need to work out on your communication skills, because it's lacking.
And there it is. Wow. So moving on to our final Am I the Asshole of today. Am I the asshole because I don't want to host our D&D games anymore because of a player's girlfriend. For the last three...
Can go 50-50.
Could go either way.
One person can totally ruin a party.
We shall see.
For the last 3 months, I, a 34-year-old male, have been hosting our D&D games in my flat. Everyone was fine until one of the players wanted to bring his girlfriend along, which in itself was not a big problem. So we all agreed that she could watch. She did not want to play herself, as she was, in her own words, too inexperienced, which is no such thing in D&D. Anyone can play.
Yeah, anyone could play. But I have friends that like to go for the vibes, but don't participate in board games. That's fine. So far, so good.
As someone who was a part of a D&D podcast, I understand people who want to listen to it and just watch. During the session, she came across as very bored and constantly made loud sighing noises to, I guess, express her boredom, which was disruptive and, to be honest, childish in my opinion. She also had a very rude attitude in general and complained about the choices of snacks and drinks. What really annoyed me came after this session, however. 2 days ago, I logged into Discord and went to our group's video game channel just to discover that the girl was talking shit behind my back, calling my place a dirt hole and calling me a psycho, as well as my husband a creep. She probably didn't realize that I was on the channel because I used a different name on the Discord. I guess I have to explain here. I make paper flowers for weddings and funerals as my side job, so my flat sometimes is a bit untidy, but never unclean or dirty. She found it creepy that a grown man had dozens of paper flowers lying around. Mind you, I put them all on my work desk to make the place more comfortable for visitors. My husband came home from the evening and startled her when he entered the living room. Well, I can't say for sure why she called him a creep. It's either because there is an age gap between me and him of 7 years, or because he has a disfigured face due to an accident, which would be terrible if that was the reason.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No, the age thing is kind of terrible too, but anyway.
Yeah, because when you're 30, 7 years is...
Yeah, that's no big deal.
Honestly, I'm like 29. I can't tell the difference between me and a 40-year-old.
That's because you're a 40-year-old at heart, Sean.
Probably, but like I hang out with a decent amount of people. I hang out with some like 38, 39-year-olds. It's the same thing. I don't know.
Everyone's the same.
Yeah.
Upon hearing this, I was angry. And when the players asked when the next session would be, I told them the date and also that the girlfriend was not invited to come since she felt so uncomfortable in my dirt hole of a place.
He said that in the group chat?
I guess so. Oh,
no. You can't have done
that. Or to the players. To the players, anyway.
I mean, still.
By now, everyone else had also seen what she had wrote. That pissed her off, and her boyfriend as well, who even said that I should send my husband away, too, if we didn't allow spouses to come along anymore. To which I called him an entitled prick and plainly stated that I would no longer host the session anymore, as long as he wanted to bring her along. The group is now torn into two camps, those who agree with me and those who want to skip the drama and just continue playing with or without her. So am I the asshole for pretty much making it impossible for our group to continue the game because I don't want the girlfriend in my flat anymore?
Okay, no. Here we go. You're not the asshole. You definitely could have gone about that better, but I get the anger. I get the pettiness of where you're coming from. I'm petty. But you definitely could have just been like told the boyfriend like, hey, look, I came in the group chat. Unfortunately, she was saying some kind of rude stuff about me and I'm not really comfortable having her in my house, blah, blah, blah. You went a different route and, you know, you were angry. I get that. That's fine. But yeah, she's definitely 100% guaranteed grade A asshole. There's no way around that. And it sounded like the group wasn't that divided. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you said half of the group agrees with him and the other half wants to skip the drama, aka fuck that guy's character, figure out a way to get him out of there, continue playing without him.
I agree 100% with that.
Because it sounds like you got, for the most part, a good party and an asshole and his asshole girlfriend. Just
kill him off.
D&D is an open world. There's so many things you could do to rectify.
Write him out.
Yeah, just write him the fuck out of there, man.
Sean is so much of a better person than I am because he sympathized for the boyfriend. But I think the girls are the person who was uninvited them. I think they're not in the wrong at all. Like, I would have that same reaction. If I'm providing the space, if I'm providing the venue and all you got to do is show up and kind of be respectful of my space, you don't have the authority to talk shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to come there with an attitude like all pissy and shit already because you're not, you know, it's not your vibe. Just stay quiet, you know? Yeah.
Or just get an Uber. You're a fucking adult.
Express that explicitly just to your boyfriend that you're not digging the vibes and, hey, maybe this is the last time I'll go there type of shit. He ain't got no right to fucking talk shit and call the husband a creep. Like, that's messed up. That's totally out of line. Like,
especially, like, I know how much work goes into DMing a campaign.
So, like, it is much work.
Hours. It is hours and hours. And then to host as well, like, to provide snacks, drinks, you know, like, things like that. Welcome people into your home. I'm not going to lie. If it was me, I would probably have the same reaction. And I'm not saying that is the adult reaction, because it probably isn't. Like Sean said, probably could have handled it maybe talking to the boyfriend or talking to her directly and being like, hey, really didn't appreciate what you said. If you want to respect me and my place and my husband, you're welcome to come. But if you can't do that, then you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah.
And then if talking through her doesn't work, then maybe addressing to the boyfriend, because, you know, calling her out in front of everyone is a bit shitty, but I understand where it's coming from. I understand the anger.
Dicey situation. That's what it is.
Damn it, so, John.
So, just roll with it, Sean.
Damn it.
Hey, there we go. So I think we all agree he is not necessarily the asshole. He could have maybe handled it better, but she is 100% the asshole. And I think the boyfriend is a secondary asshole in turn.
Naturally, yeah.
For sure.
Awesome. Well, with that out of the way, we will go to a break and then we will come back with some nice guys content. Mm. All right, and we are back. Like I said, we're trying to diversify a little bit. So I've decided to go to some other subreddits, and in the next coming weeks, months, we'll start doing some other subreddits as well. But today, we're going to be starting with r/niceguys, where self-proclaimed nice guys are always man-childs and douches who mistake being spineless and pathetic for being quote-unquote nice. Most posts feature men, but posts of anyone who fit the nice guy archetype are allowed. This lighthearted subreddit is for fun, cringy images, not a subreddit for showcasing general acts of misogyny or for debating gender roles. I don't know why that's added in, but that must have been a problem at some point. So with the first story, there is a text conversation between a man named Richard on what appears to be Bumble. It looks like the Bumble colors, so we're going to assume it's Bumble or something like that.
I apologize. Audience, I was dating my wife right before the internet dating phase, so I have no idea what any of the interfaces look like. I never got to swipe, and I'm not saying I wish I could, but me and my wife talk about like, man, we missed out on like a huge part of pop, like of like culture, because, you know, we were already cuffed up at that point. But
you did not miss out on much as someone who experienced the online dating.
That's what my friends say. That's what my friends say.
Luckily, I met my girlfriend in person. So
I was going to say, I've been married since I was 23 and I've skipped that shit completely and I'm in my 30s already.
I have met like multiple friends getting serious relationships through it. So it works sometimes when the guys are not crazy.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'm not saying it's a
bad way to meet. It's just a
terrible meet. It's a slog. It's a slog through hundreds of terrible people both ways. So we have some sort of message conversation between Richard and the user going by the name of Kai Suzuki. If you wouldn't mind, John, would you mind playing the role of Richard? And Sean, would you mind playing the role of Kai Suzuki?
Gotcha.
All right.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty well.
What are you looking for on here? I don't think we can date because I'm a decade older than you, LOL. But I'd be quite interested in meeting if you're looking for that kind of thing.
Maybe, lol.
KK, just message me if you want to hook up. I'm a really nice guy, I swear.
Will do.
Hey, lady. Last chance. I have a big dick. And I'm a really nice guy, so if you're down, it would be fun. I think I have the house to myself on Friday, if you're free at all.
Which he 100% lives with his parents.
Oh, yeah. Wait. That message was sent August 24th.
October. Yeah.
And then the next one.
So the first three were August 23rd, 2021. This next message was October 12th, 2021. Go ahead.
And the next message is from December 1st, 2021.
Hey, do you want to do some video chat stuff with me for fun? I don't want to push you to meet anymore, LOL, but we can still do some casual things together if you're into it. Hey, can we just video call sometimes and you watch me come?
Jeez. Oh, I'm actually kind of reading it already.
That's kind of what she says, yeah.
Jesus Christ, Richard. Your father would have called you a waste of his jizz if he saw what you're doing here. Holy moly.
Oh my God. I don't understand what going through these people had. Like if she hasn't responded to you
in months, in months.
It's been probably almost a year at this point. Like, I don't know. It says today after the next one. So I don't know when that was, but I'm going to assume it was probably like, it was this month when I looked at the subreddit. So it's been, you know, 6 months probably. And he is just still trying to make her watch him come out of, I don't know.
Jesus. You know what this reminds me of? This is showing my age. Back in high school, right? Every time like a guy would just go up to a girl and be like, hey, where's my hug? And then the girl, and this is a running joke between me and my wife all the time, because I say it to her all the time too, and as a joke. And then, you know, most of the time the girl's like, oh no, I don't want to hug you. And then the guys always quip to first to respond, so like, I don't want to hug you anyway. You ugly anyway. It kind of gives me this type of vibe.
Yeah, it's just so disturbing, dude, that they're so obsessed with these people.
Right.
Like, take a hint, dude. You're not a nice guy. She clearly didn't want to just fuck. So move on and find someone that does. I don't know.
Okay, first off, he tries to flex, be like, I'm too old for you, but I'm down to fuck. And then the second flex I got the house to myself. So you're old and you don't have a house to yourself all the time?
Wait. What if he's married?
Oh,
even more red flags.
Worse. I didn't even make that, but you're right. He's older. So like, what if he has a family and then like, that's the only time?
No, for sure. He's living with his parents or okay. He has roommates. He's a fucking 40-year-old and there's no offense. You know, sometimes life comes at you like that. But given this man's attitude, you can only imagine he's there for a reason.
That's fair.
I'd call him a bigger dick, but he'd probably take that as a compliment. So I'm not going to do that.
He's small dick Richard. Yeah. So to finish off the episode, we have an absolutely delusional man on Reddit. So the user posts, I have come. I have come to accept the fact that all women in the world came together and agreed to never date me specifically. So that is the title. Already delusional. That many women are thinking about him. But
I was going to say, you're not even on that many. You're not on any women's radar, my guy.
No.
You're not even registering at all.
Oh, he might be registered.
As something else.
Yeah.
Ten yards away from school, you cannot.
God, I hope it's farther than 10 yards.
100.
He goes on to say, this sounds crazy, but you're not me. You don't understand what I've been through. Looking back at my relationship history, and I have only been in two relationships. They were both pretty short and shitty.
Why did you laugh like that?
Oh, man. The whole world is against me because two failed relationships. Fucking loser.
They were both pretty short and shitty, like 2 months at the most, and I have been rejected so many times. I just stopped trying. I don't bother anymore. I am stuck making friends. I also came to accept that my queen, whom I haven't met yet, is dead because seeing how many women are getting killed by serial killers and their abusive boyfriends / husbands, my soulmate is probably among the dead. So I am fucked.
That took a turn.
I can't force a woman to see me as her future hubby. Maybe after I die and get reincarnated, I might get lucky.
It's easy to see why the two relationships were short and shady.
Yeah.
John, go ahead.
I'm not trying to be judgmental or anything, but the fact that you're trying to refer to serial killers kind of makes me think that there's a making of one at the moment.
This is for sure his supervillain origin story.
Yeah, I was going to say
the same. Like, this is giving me creeper vibes and I do not like it.
It is so telling of guys like this that they outwardly blame people instead of looking inwardly to realize maybe there's something I can change about myself to make my relationships work or even, you know, like improve myself to make these relationships work. They just get so self-defeating and are convinced the world is out to get them. But I'm here to tell you, the world sucks for everyone. And you gotta try and improve what you can do with yourself and with your own life. And once you do that, I can almost promise you that relationship will come. But until you do that, I think you're going to be a sad, sad, lonely man.
My guy.
At first, when it first started, I was like, okay, this might just be like a fake story, like for a joke or whatever. And then it took the turn and I was like, oh no, I think this is a for real, sad, sad person.
It and gets significantly real at the end.
Yeah. I'm like, wait a second. Yeah. It no longer felt like a joke. And I was like, oh no.
I do want to quote the top comment in that screenshot. It is from what I can only assume is a woman. She says, yeah, I know. I was at the all female woman meeting where we decided collectively just to avoid you.
Who took down the minutes for that meeting? I want to see the participants.
Yeah, please send those in. That was... So thanks to user Pyrosec for sending that in. That is a great screenshot. And I hope that guy gets some help because he definitely needs it.
For sure.
So I hope you enjoyed the Am I the Asshole stories today, as well as the nice guy's post. Well, I hope you didn't enjoy them, but I hope you enjoyed laughing at them.
Yeah, there it is.
Please let us know if you believe they were an asshole in the comments down below, or you can tweet at us, send us a message on Instagram, whatever you want to do. Links to those in the show notes. Before you go, please consider subscribing and rating the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Or, you know, send it to a friend. Maybe you guys can talk about these assholes. It's always fun to talk about that. I do that with my girlfriend. We listen to Emma and the Asshole Stories, and they're usually always assholes. So
we should make them join one time.
To whom?
As guests.
The assholes?
Well, no, our girlfriends.
Oh.
Spouses.
I was like, yes, invite the assholes on and see what they say.
I want to objectively say, I'm going out on a limb here, but I think all of our spouses slash girlfriends think we're losers who have a podcast. So.
It do be facts.
I don't know if they're interested.
That's fair. So thank you everyone for listening again to this Am I the Asshole story. Let us know if you like the new format where we dive into other subreddits. I'm thinking, you know, r/relationship advice. We already went there in a bonus episode. We could go there again. I'm thinking r/confessions. Always a dark place sometimes. So let us know what you think. And if you have any Am I the Asshole stories, please send them to us. With that, I am your host, Josh. Thank you for joining us this Friday, and we will see you on Monday.
Goodbye.
Toodles.
Do it! Just do it!
Expert in fucking matter.
Great power.
For the fifth time, it's your boy Sean.